This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I think we're going to have to burn some sage. I think I'm a curse.
Is that what people want? They want me to bring in the sage? Are we going to sage again?
Well, we got a joke from the text after the 913. Dusty, stop attending big KC sporting events.
Yeah, Super You're Bowl and opening us. Day. You suck, yeah. Dusty. Yeah, it's all Dusty's fault.
It is, dude. I take full blame. I'll be your fall guy.
It was Dusty's fault the Chiefs, you know, looked like that in the Super Bowl.
100%. 100%.
Dusty's fault that Hunter Renfrow played yesterday.
Dusty's fault that Hunter Dickinson sucks.
Yeah, that is true. But you didn't attend that game.
Dusty's fault that, you know, Caleb Grill couldn't hit a three you know, February 1st.
What is the deal with the name Hunter in this town? Hunter Dickinson, Hunter Renfrow, Hunter Doge.
Start, bench, cut.
Well, let's do it real fast. You can weigh in on the text line. Start, bench, cut hunters in this town. Dozier, Renfrow, Hunter Dickinson. I think I'm cutting Hunter Dickinson. I've never seen an athlete in this town be so just destroyed by people. Hunter Dickinson.
Give it a couple more games in right field.
Maybe.
We saw what happened to Dozier.
Yeah.
That guy had a sandwich, and then even the restaurant was like, goodbye.
Yeah. Like he was gone. Yeah. Fast. But so
is Joe Randa still around?
He's around somewhere, I think. Yeah.
We'll
he's
an average Joe. Yeah.
Hey, I'd take Joe Randa any day of the week at third
son's
base.
Our
man.
Producer.
I know. It looks just like him. But Joe was great. Joe was the perfect, you know, type of player. He was a good player, but he didn't need to be a star player. But you could count on him to get like a really just a good baseball player. Right?
I mean, I had a great day yesterday. I hit a home run in my first at bat at Yankee Stadium.
You did? How about that?
I saw that.
And how about that yesterday? Speaking of overreactions, like first home run leading off a game by a catcher since 1900 in Major League Baseball. That's older than me, for God's sakes. I mean, 1900. We're talking 125 years since the last time a catcher led off opening day with a home run, man. How wild was that? Mm. And then you had, you know, there was another one yesterday, the dude hitting his sixth opening day
Tyler
home run.
O'Neal.
Oh, my God. Six straight opening days with a homer.
Just follow Big Cat, man. He'll tell you where to bet. He put a ton of money on it, and it hit six straight.
Isn't that crazy?
Some guys are just. You know, some guys are like that, man. Yeah. It's just weird how that works,
And they opened in Canada, and he's a Canadian, so he got the opportunity to do that up there, which is kind of cool.
Could have been a Royal.
Yeah, could have been a Royal. So are we writing off the Blue Jays at this point in time, too, after they got their
somebody
clock cleaned?
Text line said, can we just play the Blue Jays on opening day every year?
Every year. Let's go. Toronto.
You don't want to play the White Sox. They're going to win the Central.
White Sox are on pace to be 162-0 at this point
they
in time.
Won, they won 8-1.
8-1 yesterday.
Although I thought it was cool in their locker room, they got Volpe Crosby or whatever his name is. What's their manager's name?
Will Venable.
Venable. They soaked him in like water and champagne for his first win as a manager.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's only going to get 40 more of those.
There's not any more. You better enjoy them while they come.
No doubt. So
you play Anaheim on your opener. Anaheim versus Chicago. Boy, you talk about the lead weight right there, right?
And Mike Trout's already hurt.
And Trout's hurt. Yeah.
I don't know if he's hurt like for a while but I know he got hit right in the hand. This is how you know you have bad luck. They put him in bubble wrap. They put his hands all padded and everything.
But you still saw their new City Connect uniforms are bubble wrap this year.
No, they're butt wrap because they're the Angels.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Cannabis. literally on the television.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's opening day. Everybody's, you know, so excited. You were up 3-0. Vinny hits a home run.
I sent the game over text to 3-0 when Vinny hit that home run. Who wasn't feeling it at that time, right?
Yeah. I mean, everybody was jacked up. I mean, we're high-fiving everybody. Everybody's having a good time.
Maloney spilling beer all over everybody yesterday. Rob, I hope you made it home safe, my man. I sent an I love you text and didn't hear back last night. So I'm I'm hoping you're okay. I guarantee you Rob Maloney fell asleep. Yeah. This guy, you want to talk about great court holders of the world. This gentleman was holding some serious court yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But seriously, Dusty, when's the last time KC game you attended that we won?
AFC championship game? Did you go? You didn't go to that one.
Nope.
Did you go to the divisional play? Nope. They didn't go to that one. Went to the playoff games here.
I went to the playoff games because I had to. But lost to the Yankees at home. Yeah. They got beat.
You haven't been to a winning game in a long time.
Maybe I just need to keep my ass at home.
Oh, my God. I think Dusty,
I go play golf with my friend Mike. He plays terrible when I'm with him. When I'm not with him, he plays great. Like,
you ever watch,
why is the problem?
You ever watched the movie A Bronx Tale?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Mac, have you ever seen?
No,
of course not. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't watch movies myself. But this is an all-time classic. Go and watch it this weekend with a young Robert De Niro, Bobby D, they call him. It's a great mob movie. But there's this one guy, and I think his name is like Mumbles or something or whatever, and the guy is just a total oaf, and every time he's around, people get their ass kicked, mm-hmm. right? They lose money, the craps games go bad, and they stick this guy in a closet. They make him sit in the closet anytime gambling's going on. That's going to be for you, okay?
Yes.
We're going to put you in a closet, not let you out until these teams start winning.
From the 816, it's Dusty's fault. We thought it would be fine without getting an outfield bat. Start, bench, cut, Dusty, cut him. Just kidding, Billy. We love you.
No,
it's fine. I'll lean into it. Hey, if I'm bad luck, just text in all day, 913-586-7965. When's the next sporting event I should be able to go to? Because Mac and I are going to be at Hollywood Casino tonight for the Royals, and you'll be there for the Royals.
I don't know
if Mac's going to sit down at the blackjack table with
us. Well, I got cleaned out in Las Vegas last weekend, so my gambling funds are done at this point in time.
Till next year.
Andy
Reid, coach of the year.
Yeah, well, that I'm talking at the tables is what I'm talking about. You know, I got my clock cleaned out there in Las Vegas.
You're like
but
Clark
everybody
Griswold
does.
In Vegas Vacation.
It's pretty much that way, yeah.
What can I do with $5?
Yeah.
Buy a bullet and rent a gun?
Yeah.
Changing 500.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it was for me. You guys go up to bed. I'm going to sit at the table here for a minute. Literally a minute. Done. We're going to put you in a closet like I think his name is Mumbles or whatever it was on A Bronx Tale, and that was perfectly awesome. But, yeah, you haven't been to a winning sporting event in a while,
home.
Right?
Yeah, that's
going to be it's not Dusty's fault.
Beneficial for me.
Yeah.
I guess I'll save some money.
Save some dough.
So Dusty is the next bad luck Chuck.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there you go, Dusty. Way to go. But we'll take your opening day overreactions, too, on the text line because we were texting them back and forth, and it's fun. I mean, I'll just read one of the texts that I got from a buddy of mine yesterday who is a chronic overreactor with everything. Like, this guy overreacts to life at
times.
Is he
the one that just texted that says Missouri is bad luck? That's why they need to move to Kansas.
119th and all.
Yeah,
see you there
Mac,
in a few
just
years.
Just go to the station's website and say, should this guy be allowed to go to any more Kansas City sporting events, yes or no, and put my face on
put
it.
You
have full permission.
Put the Twitter poll up. Should this guy be, and use this picture up here where he's looking sideways.
Where I'm 400 pounds, hitting you with the blue steel.
So here's the text I get yesterday at 5:58 p.m., 12 hours ago.
Oh, wow.
Knee-jerk reactions. I'm like, all right, here we go. MJ, Isbell, and Renfro don't belong. The bullpen stinks, and we're lucky to be 500 this year.
Okay. Relax, as Drew Nixon would say.
I mean, so that was one of the text messages that I received yesterday.
From the 816, Dusty's only allowed to go to the Pro Bowl.
Here's a good one right now. Is it me, or does Isbell look overmatched every at-bat? I said he looked overmatched in a lot yesterday.
Double yesterday.
The response was, they need anything better. I'll take Paolo Orlando right now.
Paolo. What did Rex Hudler call you?
Find the Rex Hudler audio. I think actually I have that somewhere. Yeah. Let me see here. Orlando.
Golly. But no, I hope you had fun yesterday for everybody that went to the game. It's still, it's awesome. It's always a good time to go to opening day and have fun and hear the crack of the bat and the smells and watch Vinny Pasquantino hit a 3-run home run, and then it just completely got dissipated.
That Vinny home run was awesome too, man.
It
like
just kept
that,
going. It kept going. Yeah. Going.
So the trick is for all the fans who scream every time there's a fly ball, right? Here's what I'm going to tell you to do, and this isn't anything new, I don't think. Watch the outfielders, right? Just watch the outfielders. That's when you know if it's going to be a home run, you know if it's going to be a fly ball. You watch the outfielders. If they're like in position to make the play, then it's not a home run. But if they're drifting like the dude in right field was yesterday when he just ran out of room, that ball just kept going and go. I didn't think it was gone at first, right? And then I'm watching the outfielder in right field because that's kind of where I was standing yesterday, and the guy's drifting back. I'm like, oh, this is gonna go, this is gonna go, oh, this is gone. And it was like halfway through the bullpen too. I mean, that was a hell of a shot by Vinny Pasquantino. I look, Vinny needs to stay healthy this year, man. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. is your Patrick Mahomes, and there's no argument about that. But Vinny Pasquantino is your Travis Kelce. And you need both of those guys to be going in this lineup for this team to have that success. And to see Vinny coming off that brief injury that he had and the only DH in yesterday, and sometimes that has an effect on people. He was great yesterday. Vinny Pasquantino should be everybody's favorite player after Bobby Witt, man. That guy is really, really good.
Is it an overreaction that you should just let him DH more often than play first?
No, I don't think that's an overreaction.
I mean, I know
no,
that I like you're going to have Kevin Biggio out there, but you could have Caglione there, or you could have him in right field. You could have him in left field. Paul Orlando is the base running coach for Team Brazil for the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, that's right. He is. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Paul was great, man.
Yeah, we that love Paul
like
Orlando.
That dude was like a giraffe with speed.
Yeah, he was.
His hips went all the way to like his sternum. That's how long his legs were.
Yeah.
That guy was great.
Yeah, we got to find that Rex Hudler cut, Mac, about Paul
probably
Orlando.
Got completely deleted from our system. We lost everything.
Probably. Because that was the third time.
Yeah. Would that have been like 2013?
Well, 14, 15, somewhere in that realm. Yeah. Was he on the 15? I don't think he was on the 15 team, but he was definitely on the 14 team.
Was 14 like Alex Rios and all those guys? And
Rios was 15.
Rios is 15. Nori Aoki was 14. Because he got hit in the CODs.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He
got a fly ball in Toronto.
Yeah.
One of the best videos I've ever seen.
It was fantastic. But your opening day, you know, kind of reactions, you know, has Reagan's lost his stuff, right?
Oh,
I mean, that's a reaction that everybody's having yesterday, right? As Cole Reagan, because he was just a guy yesterday, nothing spectacular yesterday. Vinny Pasquantino, we kind of talked about. Renfro, we talked about. Melendez, we kind of talked about. Top five bullpen, Vern told us yesterday. Didn't look like a top five bullpen yesterday, but that bullpen has to be good, right? Like, those are the little things, again, with this organization that you have to be good at. It is those little things. And that was, to me, again, the concerning point yesterday. Is like the little things weren't great yesterday.
And I think Hunter Harvey has to change his name. You got to get rid of the Hunter.
You got to get rid of the Hunter, yeah.
Just go by, like, you know, Harvey Two-Face. Yeah. You know, go by something different
Steve
than that, man.
Harvey.
Yeah.
It's good to see him look good, though.
Who'd have thought that Hunter Fieri would have been the best Hunter right now? Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, all these guys with the name Hunter, you got to go, man.
Yeah, there's a Hudler reference. But, yeah, no, I thought Harvey looked okay. I thought Erceg looked all right. And I thought Estevez looked good. That should be your bullpen.
Yeah.
Now, it's not ideal for them. But, yeah, Zerpa comes in. You know, obviously, we saw what happened there.
Immediate, first pitch, slapped.
First pitch. Home run.
Yep.
Now, that guy had a day at the plate that he gave it
for
up to.
For sure.
But again, like, that's a high leverage situation that's, you know, going to be remembered. And I don't think this game matters. But I think that as we did last year, missing the division by what? We lost the division by one game?
No.
Or it was more than that?
Yeah, it was more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
You had early losses in the season that you can go back to and you can be like, damn. If we don't want those two games, we'd be in a better position, and we shouldn't have lost those games.
It's amazing how the early games truly stick out, because you can go back to May and June and go, boy, if we just won two games here. But people don't remember them. They remember the early games of the season because it's fresh, it's new, and people are excited. That's why we still talk about that Baltimore series last year, right? When the Royals went to Baltimore and they blew a couple of games with the bullpen, and was it Will Abbott or whoever it was in the bullpen, Will Smith or whatever, he said, I'm not the closer anymore, and took himself out of that role, and we all applauded him for that, right? Hey, congratulations, you realize, you know, you're Gil Mesh.
Well, that's bigger than most people think.
I agree.
To have a guy wait for everybody to get out of the locker room and stick around and then go see your manager, be like, you know, hey, I ain't got it, man.
Yeah, I'm not pulling my weight today. So you had that in Baltimore last year, and people talked about that all year because it was early in the season. Once the season gets going and life happens and summer happens and things go this way and things go that way, people start to forget the minutiae of the day-to-day baseball kind of stuff, right? I get that. That's life. And the beginning of the season, though, is fresh in everybody's mind. There's no college basketball team for anybody to root for right now. There's really nothing else going on in the sports world. We're 27 days away from the draft. So this is top of mind. People remember the early games, and right. It's tough for people to forget those early memories and then have people kind of change their perception for you right now. And I think there's a lot of people yesterday in the outfield that have to change their perception. I just don't know if all three of them can do that.
6.5 games is what the text line's saying that we lost the division.
That was it. Yeah.
6.5?
Yeah.
And you blew like 4 saves in the first month of the season?
Yeah, it happens early. Yeah.
I think this team's going to be fine. I think they're going to win 87 to 89 games. I think they're going to be all right. I mean, Detroit played the Dodgers yesterday. You could have played them to start the season off.
Yeah.
But look, they could go out there and Lugo could stop the bleeding after one game and go out there and shove. And all of a sudden you win the next game on Saturday and then you win Sunday. You won the series. Now on Monday, we're going, this team might win the World Series.
Yeah, right. Like Lugo's got to be like the little league dad that he looked like yesterday when he was getting honored before the game. Like I looked at him, I go, that's a little league coach right there. Right.
Oh,
but that you got to be the dad of the rotation, be the adult in the room, be that veteran guy and say, all right, yesterday stunk. No doubt about it. But you know what? Tomorrow's not going to stink. And we got this thing and we're going to handle this. And that's the thing with Q too. It's not like if this was Matheny yesterday, they'd be out running wind sprints this morning.
Geez.
Yeah. So I mean, look, it was a tough loss, I think, is the way it is. Like if you lose that game 3-1 and Ramirez hits a 2-run shot in the third and you hit a solo shot from Bobby and it's 2-1, and then all of a sudden you lose the game 3-1, like everyone's like, all right, you know, whatever. But it was like how they lost it. Like you had the game in your hand.
Right.
Right. It was right there. You had first and third, nobody out. And your base running specialist in Blanco gets in a rundown, which causes Isbell to freak out at second, and then he gets out, and then you have a man at second and two outs with your best player at the plate. If Blanco just runs through, like Q had said in his press conference at the end of the game, then Isbell's just like, okay, I'm going to stay put. And then you have India and Isbell at first and second with Bobby Witt Jr. up with one out.
And then you got Vinny Pasquantino, you got Salvador Perez.
Right.
You got that kind of, you know, that heart of your lineup ready to rock and roll. And I think that's a good spot. But once you run out of the bases like that, you screw yourself.
Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. And Cade Smith makes quick work of the best threesome in the American League. Witt, Pasquantino, and Perez, and it's 4-3 Guardians.
So you left the best threesome in the American League, according to the Cleveland broadcast, standing there with the bat in their hand because you ran out of an inning. The best threesome in the American League, according to Tom Hamilton, who I think is the best in the business.
And the Royals really botched that.
They did.
Took one game to get us a Denny Sounder, and there it is.
Yeah, one
and
game.
The Royals really botched that.
So, it is what it is.
Do you ever on X use the feature called Grok? G-R-O-K?
Is that where you ask it a question?
Yeah. So I was, out yesterday, killing time between the multiple soccer games yesterday. And so I'm like, I've never played around with this Grok thing, so I just figured, what the hell, right? So I asked the Grok how many wins they expect the Royals to get this year. What do you guys think Grok said? Now, Grok is AI, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Generates all that kind of stuff, how right it is, who the hell knows. What do you think Grok said? This was after the game yesterday.
And the question is, again, what now?
I said, how many games will the Royals win this year?
And Grok said 85.
What 82. Do you think? You nailed it.
Really?
Yeah, 85 wins, which is one less
sucks
than a season ago.
Watch play ever,
I know. You're never going to be able to. They got to win 10 in a row for you to be able to go to the ballpark,
I think,
what's
the Royals record got to be before I can put my feet in Kauffman Stadium again? Is that the baseball bit? Dusty just can't go to
games? You can't go until the Royals are like 10 over 500 or something like that.
Damn it.
That could be a lot, though. I mean, 10 over 500,
that's a lot.
It is. I say 5 over 500.
Yeah, I was going to say if we don't have like 14 wins through our first 20 games. 13 wins through our first 20 games.
Oh, come on. What are you, the Dodgers over there?
We're going to go 14-7.
I mean, if we don't go 13-7 to start the season,
I mean,
you know.
If the Chiefs don't start 12-0, I don't want to see you at Arrowhead.
I'm getting rid of a curse here, guys.
I mean, come on.
The 913 texts in. The Central Division is going to come down to the 6-9. Both Royals and Guardians are terrible. By the way, longtime Guards fan here. For the first time, I am scared of the Royals bullpen.
Yeah, it was one bad day.
Yeah.
It was. And that's the thing about baseball is that like one play like what Zerpa did can just like it's like a
but
gut
that could
punch.
Derail I everything, mean, it's a gut you know? Punch. That's where you got to be tough mentally, right? That,
yes.
That baseball is such a mental game. And if you don't have that mental toughness and if you don't have the ability to forget, you're screwed. You really are,
but
man.
Let's look at the positives, right? Vinny Pasquantino.
Yep.
The hamstring.
Fine. He was great. He's great. Amazing. He's fun.
The other thing is that team fought.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Classe, who finished second in the Cy Young Award last year, and they were absolutely all over him.
Yep.
Every first pitch, I think they swung at, and they were active.
Good scouting. Good advanced scouting there.
Yeah,
swing.
The Royals lost. That was a good game, right? Sorry about your under. The other thing that you can look at is Lively wasn't supposed to pitch.
Right.
So everything that you had studied before that game on Bybee just out the window. And it's like, everybody get in the basement. Come on. It's almost like a tornado drill, right? It's like, get in here. We got to look at Lively now. And, you know, that's what you had to
Blake
do.
Blake was good yesterday,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, Blake Lively looked good.
But see, here's the thing, though. That guy should have looked good yesterday because the Royals weren't expecting him yesterday. That guy should have had an advantage yesterday because they were preparing up until, what, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, and they had done it the night before.
Right, yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. Up until, like, they've been preparing basically for the last week to face Tanner Bibee, and then he gets the bubble guts, and he's pooping all over the place or whatever it is and got food poisoning, which I wouldn't wish on anybody. The good news is it's 24 hours and it's done. It'll get out of the system. But now he pitches, Saturday, right? So now you've got to face Tanner Bibee again, which you were preparing for anyway, and then you get, all of a sudden, here comes, you know, Blake Lively into the game yesterday. So that guy should have had the advantage. There's no question he should have had the advantage yesterday.
I want to know what Bibee ate. Because it wasn't here.
Well, they flew in on Wednesday, right? They worked out Wednesday. Yeah, it was probably something here.
Yeah.
Or it was something on the flight.
Or on the flight.
That's what my guess is something on the flight.
Yeah.
Want an overreaction from a listener?
Yeah, absolutely.
That game decided my decision on getting the FanDuel app. It was a win or lose. If they won, I was getting the app. If they lost, not getting it.
Really? I saw somewhere the app crashed.
Oh, yeah, it did. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Yeah.
Not tough Fridays.
Yeah. But
seriously,
but
hot corner.
That's determining whether or not you want to watch the team. There's 161 more games. Like, you can't let yesterday, we have a bad taste. No doubt. It happens.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy games at the K.
Yeah.
From the 913, no, you just can't go to the big special KC games. And then from the 913, I believe in you, Dusty. I think you need to get back out there on Saturday.
I mean, you better check with your people out there.
I'm bad luck, dude.
You go out on Saturday, they go 0-2, man. You are public enemy number one. We're on
news.
FM now, brother.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they're listening.
Yeah, it can't happen. I got to stay home. I gotta burn some sage. I got to, you know, do some yoga. I got to sacrifice something. Not an animal. I love animals too much.
We're not sacrificing, burning, keeping Dusty out. It's one game.
I'll sacrifice like a horsefly. I'll pull its wings off and let it sit there.
Ooh, yeah, or a mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll sacrifice every one of those things.
Yeah.
Those suck.
Our backup catcher is better hitter than MJ and Hunter.
Hard to argue that one.
That's right.
I mean, did you hear the ovation Freddie Fermin got yesterday?
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, after he was finished with the receiving line, the fans were still clapping for him. It was awesome. Like, Freddie Fermin got one of the best ovations yesterday.
And then it was like, and Kevin Biggio.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo. Who?